Running out of time. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Republicans on two House committees are now demanding immediate hearings into what they describe as errors and misconduct in the 2020 election, because time is running out, and so far, the evidence of fraud has persuaded plenty of Fox News hosts, but zero judges. So, here in Washington State, I asked the Republican leader of our Senate if he had seen anything suspicious.
In my part of the world, I haven't seen anything that troubled me except my sister's voter registration.
Turns out a computer had mistakenly kicked her off the rolls. It was corrected. Then I asked our former Republican attorney general, and he said, considering all the local elections Republicans won, why would Republicans claim fraud?
The idea that the election was rigged, but that somehow the only victim of the rigging was Trump, but all the Republicans who were elected were legitimately elected.
Makes no sense. So I'm left to conclude that there is a very real danger that the discrepancies in the 2020 election will turn out to be human error, and that the president will be leaving the White House. And the only real question among Republicans is what that departure might look like.
So I've been joking with a couple of friends of mine that we should start a betting pool on whether they send in the Secret Service or the FBI hostage rescue team.
How fleeting power can be. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.